Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
Hi, how are you? I want to say hello first.
Hello.
Before business, so we can be friends.
Of course.
For, friends for 5 minutes at least.
Yes, of course. See,
now we're laughing, we broke the ice. Now we're good.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. I ordered an item on the 15th of this month, and I was told it would be delivered on the 20th of this month. And I checked for it yesterday. It wasn't in the mail. And I checked the mailman passed by today. It didn't show up. So I'm wondering what's going on with it.
All right. Well, let's get your zip code.
Did you,
take a
what's
look.
Your name? What's your name, you said?
My name is Janessa.
Janessa?
Janessa.
That's a beautiful name.
Like Vanessa. No. Nope.
So
it's a mixture
of
my dad's name.
And I thought it was from the Bible, from the Genesis. They called you Janessa.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, man. Okay, Janessa. The zip code is... What's my zip code? 90746. See, I never see myself.
Oh,
I just,
of course not.
I never wrote to myself. They asked me my social security number. I have to say the whole thing until I reach this to the last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Can I get your first and last name, please?
First name? Oh, you forgot me already? I thought we were friends. That's why we're talking and laughing. Now you forgot me, huh? Oh, my God. How soon you dump me? Give me 2 minutes at least to be friend. And then do it on the fourth minute.
Okay.
not that fast.
Not that fast.
Because you can't have a good friend to talk to and laugh with in 1 minute.
That's right.
So what was the question? My first name is Shaul. My last name is Alamo.
All right. And let's see here.
And I live in California.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And can you, let's see what this is. Verify your address for me, please, sir.
19745 Wadley Avenue. Carson, California, 90746.
All right, so let's see. Looks like, yes, there was an order placed on April the 15th. Yes.
Yes.
For wireless mini, wireless earbuds and a health watch. Looks like you called back in on the day you placed the order and canceled the watch. And so you only
yeah.
wanted to keep the earbuds.
You see, actually, I didn't cancel it. You know what happened? It came automatically with the other one. The one I need was the ear things. It came
right.
automatically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
there
it,
is no
it,
way to stop it. Yeah.
Well, we stopped it for you. There was a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you called
yes,
in
yes.
and canceled that. Yes, so we took off
yes.
that watch for you. So let's track that and see when it was shipped out here. Let me see. The order was placed on the 15th. Let's track that
evening.
Package
yeah.
for you. Okay, actually, this package just shipped out on the 19th.
Oh,
and so
no.
you placed it 15th. Yeah, okay, so you placed it the evening of the 15th.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, 16, 17, 18, 19. And the 16th, well, the 16th was Friday, of course. So Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it was just shipped out on the 19th, it's showing me.
19 was on a Monday.
Yes, sir.
Because I was expecting it the next day, which is almost impossible.
Oh, yeah.
No, I saw an email. I saw an email. They told me when I ordered, you should be at your place on the 20th.
Well,
Tuesday.
I don't know why they did that, because it looks like it sent you another email on April the 18th. You might want to check your junk folder, or, you know, there was another email sent on the 18th stating your order has shipped.
Okay. I haven't seen that one. On the 18th, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the 18th. I'm going to check that one. But 18th was on a Sunday.
It was, but that's what it says. There was an email sent to
who
you.
Who is the sender of the email?
Oh, the emails automatically, they systematically go out. So the
from
email
who?
Would have been
from
from the fulfillment, the system automatically sends them out, the company, the system. Like, once you place the order, the system, it automatically sends you an order confirmation email. Like, no one is sitting there writing this email. It just automatically, the system sends out an email.
Okay. All right.
Because it just shows the system, even though I know that's
that
not
was,
the recipient name.
It was on a Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. And there was an email sent. Yep, and it should have had your tracking number in the email.
Do you have the tracking number?
I do have the tracking number.
Okay, let me write it down, because mm-hmm. it is amazing. Okay, tracking, let me write it down. Tracking number, okay.
Okay, that number is, let's see here. All right, it's 9274.
9274.
8999.
9099.
9099.
9099.
It's
nothing but 9 only.
Yeah, a lot of 9s. 5466.
5466.
9327.
No, just a minute. I'm confirming. Is it 5466?
Yes, sir. 5466.
Okay, got it.
9327.
9327. 91. You sure there is a tracking number that big? I only know it was 4 calls.
Four times 4, 16.
This is 22. Is that correct?
Yes.
4 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, 22 numbers, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And who is sent?
You can find this, the United States Postal Service, the Post Office, USPS. Yes, sir.
Okay, because the reason, you know, why I ask it is because I saw the mail yesterday, which is the 20th from what my expectation was. That's the first one that showed that it will be shipped on the 20th. It says on the same day I completed the order. So yesterday I checked with the, there was no mail. Today, I said maybe it'll come the next day, which is today. And I saw the mail. I'm working from home, as you know, everywhere it is closed, and I saw the mail coming through. I went down from my office in the house, he dropped the mail. I checked it, and then I asked him, I was expecting a small parcel. He said, no, there is nothing, blah, 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 blah. So that's why I called today.
Right. Well, yeah, it just shipped out, like I said, on the 19th.
Okay. What is the expectation day now? It should be.
It doesn't have an expected delivery date. It doesn't have one of those listed. I don't know why, but I'm looking on the USPS.com website.
Okay.
And it doesn't have an expected delivery date. It just says that your package is on the way. And it departed. It says it departed the shipping facility in Denver, Colorado. That's all it says.
You should send it to California. What is it doing in Colorado?
No, that's where it's coming from.
I know. I'm just joking with you.
No.
That is maybe a distribution center, or it comes from there and somebody picks it up from Colorado to California. I was just kidding you. I said, what is it doing in Colorado when I need it in California?
Yes, that's true.
So, does it tell you what date it was there?
No, it doesn't have an expected delivery date. It just says it was shipped out on the 19th.
Oh, my God. Shipped out on the 19th, which is the day before yesterday. That is only 19 was on a Monday. It was
correct.
Shipped out on almost on the day I'm expecting it.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yep, it shipped out on a Monday.
Okay. Then it would take another, what, 4 or 5 days? And I'm surprised it doesn't even have a date now.
No, yeah, it doesn't have a date on here yet.
Oh, well. All we have to do is wait for a few days, and if not, either you put a tracer on it or they ship me another one. Or because lately, you know, the USPS is completely out of work, or really. Regular mail is better sometimes. Most of the time, actually, from my experience, because I get a lot of mails. USPS, they deliver it to my neighbor's house one day, because they deliver at night. They deliver until 8, 9 o'clock in the evenings. They use the flashlight on their head. And I see them because I work until 5:36. And then I go out walking because I work from home all day. So I walk around the neighborhood. I see them delivering things. Me, for me too, but in the neighborhood as well. And sometimes they drop things from one house to another house. I have seen a few times that I have taken things and gave it to my neighbor here.
Mm.
So actually that was one of the reasons I called you now, because I've seen it happening. And that in my mind, the 20th was yesterday. I said, let me give it one day. The mailman come today also. I see him delivering. I even talked to him today.
Yes.
Our local mailman. And he said he will check out if there is anything, but he hasn't seen it. So then I said, I checked with the bank, and the bank wanted to request. I said, no, leave it alone, because it's too early. They gave me your number from the order. That is how I called you now.
Mm.
I just didn't. So we'll wait a couple of days maybe and see what happens.
Yes, hopefully it comes.
Yeah, hopefully too. I keep my fingers crossed. Can you put a note that we spoke today or something?
Yes, of course.
Please. See, it's nice to have a friend now to help us, because if it comes, I will call and let you know. If it doesn't come, we can follow up, make reference to this call.
Yes, of course, sir.
And one of the reasons I canceled the watch was I already have one. Can I order it now, or is it too late?
You would have to do it online. We don't do orders over the phone. This is to protect your information.
I wouldn't go through that one. This is too much.
Yes, sir.
Because you have to do a survey. You know, I did a survey. I don't know if it was who was doing work, one company, and that is how I ended up with this one. Now I have neither the time nor the interest to go through the whole thing again.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, and I also, another problem was when I ordered, you don't know what kind of, some of the watches they send you are cheap watches, you know, Chinese made. For $4.95, it works 4 days for each
dollar,
and then it goes out. it just stops. I had one. That's why I didn't even want to touch it. And there's no way to cancel it from the order unless I call, because there is no cancel. It's forcing you to take it. Wait a minute, your order is not complete. It says after you have gone through all that. And then they say, you have, then I waited what comes. You have this, the watch, and pay another $6 or something. It wasn't big money, but I know that watch is not worth even 6 cents, much less $6. So it's on your hand one day, it's gone the next, you know, thanks to China.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Miss or Mrs. Janessa?
Miss.
Miss Janessa, I see. Mm-hmm. I want to be careful, you know. I don't want to call you Mrs. And when did you know that I got married? Oh,
yeah, right.
I don't want to die.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And even though I was starting mad, but I wasn't. Now, see, I'm smiling, and I wait a few days.
Well, that's great. And I thank you for contacting customer support, sir. I hope you enjoy
thank
the rest
you.
Of your afternoon.
Thank you, and you do the same. Where are you located, in California?
No, we're in Georgia.
You know, all the good people are in California, so what are you doing in Georgia? There is fighting, there is this, there is that.
Yes, sir. Look, I stay in the house.
Even then, come to California. At least even in the house, you see the weather is good. There, the weather is gloomy. Political things is mess.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just a bunch of mess.
I know. What were you following that court case?
Yes,
the police officer.
Yes, I have been watching that.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
There's just so I've much going on.
Yeah.
It's a shame. So much is going on.
Exactly. You know, it's so much going on. It was. You know what disturbed me the most of that police officer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything can happen. Sometimes police officers are human beings. They're emotional. They got carried away. There are things that can beyond your control. There are things you can say. But this
mm-hmm.
man, he was relaxing. He was his hands in his pocket. And
yes.
he's killing a man.
Yes.
This is what is hurting me the most. As an individual, I'm watching that movie. I said, how can you be that care, you know?
Yeah.
Just everything is, he has no conscience that he's a human being killing, black, white, green, red, I don't care. It's a human being created by God in
correct.
His way. And he puts his hand in his pocket. He's relaxed as if he's in Hawaii doing hunting or catching fish. You know, you go fishing, you do that. To catch
yes.
a fish, you throw the thing, and then
you
relax and wait until a fish comes and catch the hook.
Mm-hmm.
But he's killing a man. He's so calm.
With his
so
hands
relaxed.
In his pocket.
Exactly. His hand, when I see that, I almost throw out, literally, I mean, I'm doing this as a person, as a human being. Not white, not police, not green, not black. I mean, nobody deserves that.
Yeah.
At least if he was fighting him, or the guy was fighting him, he would say, okay, I was trying to defend myself and
right.
have to hold him down. But the guy was begging, I can't even breathe, please, and this and that. He can't even move. He's so, how can one person be like that? I mean, you know, I've never, ever, ever seen. If I see a small rat or doing running around or this, you get conscious, you know, because it's a living thing anyway.
That's true.
Oh, man, I don't know how to say it. That is what
yeah,
bothers
I hit a
me.
Squirrel the other day and I almost had a heart attack.
No,
so,
seriously, this
yeah.
would give me a heart attack. I was almost, I don't know that guy. I don't know anything. I have no issue with police officers. They go through a lot themselves. But this guy had everything under control. The man is handcuffed. He can't even breathe. He's begging him as a person to person. And he knew his crime. It was only like, what, $9 something change that they were
yes.
talking about? All, and the whole money was $20 change or something like that.
Yes.
Look, for instance, I'm talking to you for $5 and something. If the answer was no, I'm going to, remember I said it's not worth calling again. For $5, I can work and make five times five in 1 hour if I work this hour.
That's right.
It's just, I've seen so many things in my life. I thought I did. But lo and behold, this was the last one.
Oh, no, there's always something.
You go so casually, so carelessly. If somebody wants to go to rob a house, you know how careful they are. They watch, they check, they see if people are there. And then they run away if you even just breathe or open a door, they run away.
Mm-hmm.
They don't jump and kill and come. Oh, no. I've seen so many things in my life. Car accident, people die on an accident. He could have told him, don't do this again, get out from here. And now look what he has to go through. Look what he is going through. Look what his family is going through. This guy has a wife, a kid, a mother.
That's
a father.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. It's beyond me, really. I don't know human where we're going. With this COVID, we're already crying every day. People are dying. All kinds of things happening with the situation, with the economy, with everything messed up. As if that is not enough to see this, I wish they didn't show up. I mean, I wish I didn't see it myself, talking for myself. It was a big mistake I did watch it, because it really affected me, you know, as a person, as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you were right when you said so much is going on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Listen, I'm sorry to bring this, and you mentioned Georgia, and everything comes to mind, you know, because it's just fresh.
That's okay.
So we pray to God that things would improve. That's all we could do at this point. What else can you do?
Just wait for it to come to you.
Yeah. Well, this I don't care. You know, it comes, it doesn't. It's not the end of the world. I'm not going to kill anybody for $5.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Yeah. Actually, I make fun of it. You know, I'm laughing at it on that, you know.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Comes, it doesn't, yeah. I mean, the bank wanted to give my money back, I said, and they will handle it over. I said, no, it might come. Let me call them. That's why I called you. If it comes, and I was looking, trying to get if there is a tracking on it also. That is one of the reasons, like when you say you have a tracking, I'll follow it up myself now. And really, truly, I'm not going to spend time on it. It comes, it doesn't. What's the end of the story? I may call in one time to tell you it didn't come. That's it.
Okay.
All right,
well,
my friend.
It's going to get to you.
Huh?
It will. It should be getting to you here in a couple of days.
Yes, ma'am. And as Christian, I live by hope and will wait.
Oh, yes.
And if it doesn't show up, I look for wherever it is for Miss Janessa.
That's right.
And then tell you, look, mission accomplished or mission failed.
Okay.
You work every day at this time of the day?
Oh, yes, I do.
But does the call come to you mostly? Or you have there different places?
The calls will come here, but I'm not necessarily come to me, but it'll be someone in this office.
Okay. Can I ask them to transfer me to Janessa to tell you the good news or the bad news?
Mm-hmm.
Or they won't. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right. So we'll take it from there then.
Either way,
I'll let you know. Good news, I'll let you know. Bad news, I'll let you know. And don't lose your cool, even if it is bad news. It's no big deal at all.
Of course not. And I thank you for contacting customer support, sir. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and you do the same. And please do me one favor.
Yes,
please,
sir.
Be safe. Please be safe and well. Avoid any trouble. We had a good conversation. We want to end the day with that good thing in mind.
Yes, of course.
Okay, take care, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.